With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Businesses are weighing the economic impact after the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
It happened after being hit by a large cargo ship. The collapse will have economic impacts far beyond the city of Baltimore. The Port of Baltimore, one of the busiest in the United States, has halted vessel traffic indefinitely in the wake of the collapse, which is expected to affect the flow of commerce in the United States. The Port of Baltimore is the busiest U.S. port for car shipments, handling at least 750,000 vehicles in 2023. That's according to data from the Maryland Port Administration. Motor vehicles and parts accounted for 42% of all Baltimore port imports. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The U.S. Coast Guard says search and rescue efforts ended for the six construction workers who were missing since the bridge collapse. Officials say based on the length of time since the collapse and water temperature, they do not believe any of the workers survived. Recovery operations will resume later this morning. Also at SRNnews.com, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. names attorney Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. He made it official during a campaign speech in Oakland, California, Tuesday. He publicly floated a number of people he considered, including New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The Supreme Court hears arguments in its first abortion case since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. At issue is the ease of access to a medication used nearly two-thirds U.S. abortions in 2023. Alliance Defending Freedom senior counsel Aaron Hawley says about 650,000 women take the drug every year.
It's no surprise that respondents have experienced an increase in emergency room visits, and indeed treated women suffering from abortion drug harms tens of thousands of times.
A decision by the courts expected this summer. This is SRN News. It appears evangelical Christians like former President Trump.
The latest survey from the Pew Research Center finds that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they have a favorable view of the former president, making them the faith group most loyal to him heading into the 2024 election. 51% of white Catholics also have a favorable view of Mr. Trump. Those groups most likely to have an unfavorable opinion of the former president include atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon signs a measure that will bar sex change operations for kids under the age of 18. That makes 24 states which have adopted laws designed to protect young people from irreversible procedures designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Transgender activists are fighting those laws, suing to block them in most of the states. This is SRN News. Well, someone pushed a subway rider onto the tracks at New York City's Harlem subway station as a train approached. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
The operator couldn't stop the train, and the victim was killed. The man suspected of shoving the victim onto the tracks has been arrested on a murder charge, 24-year-old Carlton McPherson. No details yet on why this happened. Several high-profile shootings and slashings in the last few months have scared many commuters. Earlier this month, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced she was sending National Guard troops to help conduct random bag checks in subway stations. I'm Rita Foley.
A Southern California Police Department is handcuffed by Lego. The Danish toy company asked the agency to stop using Lego heads to cover the faces of suspects in the photos it publishes on social media. Marietta Police Department's been using the Lego heads and emojis in the images for at least a year. More details at SRNnews.com.